think Comrade Zuma has admitted that Zimbabwe itself is facing a political problem, an economic problem, and the only way that this problem can be resolved is for us, together with Comrade Zuma and together with the fellow comrades in ZANU-PF, admitting that we need to take a transition, that we need to make sure that ZANU-PF steps aside, that we need to make sure that the people shall govern, the constitution of the land shall govern. And I'm very happy that even the way Comrade Zuma is speaking, he's even trembling. He does not even know what he's talking about. If he says people have been blocked to attend their businesses. Actually, the police incited violence upon the citizens of this country. And then at the very same time, ZBC says the situation was very calm in Bulawayo.
Mr. Zuma,
what I honestly think is that people should stop being emotional about this issue. It's an issue affecting the whole country. We are all citizens of the same country. We need to be sober about it. There are channels of doing things. President Mugabe was elected in 2013 and given a mandate to rule this country until 2018. Let it be so. If there's anybody who wants to challenge that, they must form their political party, if they don't have one already, and campaign. We want somebody who's going to lead this country democratically through voting, not through fighting. We fought already in the 70s and attained independence. Now it's about the ballot box. Don't be retrogressive and take us back to the bush. We don't want that. So what I can urge all Zimbabweans is that this is the time to pray for our nation. Even the Bible says it in 2 Chronicles that if you pray and seek my name, I shall come and heal your land. So the Lord is there to heal our land if we pray to him and seek solutions from him. Let's not seek solutions from the West or from anybody else.
But do you think that these people should actually engage the government?
It is proper to engage the government. Government is for the people. So definitely, when there's something wrong, people must engage the government through whatever structure. They are members of parliament all over. And our role is to represent the people at parliamentary level, to government and the executive. And we also play the oversight role to oversee the executive. So if there are problems, people must be having dialogues within those kind of parameters.
So, Mr. Ncube, is there any possibility that you can actually engage the government, literally?
Now we have called upon ourselves as young people across political divide. In fact, except ZANU-PF, we have MDCT, we have SIA, we have students, we have every organization across political divide. We have Zimbabwe Exile Forum. So we call upon you, Comrade Joe, and other members of ZANU-PF in parliament there to boycott Mugabe, to make sure that on the 9th, you are part and parcel. If you are representing the people, then the people will march into the streets. So be part and parcel of that. Come into reality and face the situation. Stop dreaming. The issue about ZANU-PF is that ZANU-PF itself is actually fragmenting. Joyce Mturu has left, Lugaro Kumbo has left, and everyone actually, even Mugabe himself does not trust Grace Mugabe. And Grace does not trust Mugabe. And actually, I would want to know, Honorable Joe, that are you a member of the G40 of the Nguyen faction? So that I address you properly.
No. Honorable Zuma, your take on what the young man say?
I was almost getting into a frenzy of laughter here because my good brother here seems to be a peak point of some sort. But anyway, like I said, these people have a democratic right to demonstrate like what is dictated in the Constitution, as long as they do it within the parameters of the Constitution, of the law. But the better way is to engage in dialogue. And the government has always got an ear to listen. We as parliament have got an ear to listen, and we will listen and forge a way forward.